Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Evan Gappelberg, CEO of Arway Corporation. The company trades on the Canadian Securities Exchange, ARWY, as well as here in the U.S. over the counter, ARWYF, and for the international listeners on Frankfurt, E65. Thanks for joining us today there, Evan.
Thanks for having me today, Juan.
Yeah, good having you on. And can you start off by providing an intro and overview of the company?
Sure. So we've spent our entire lives, and still today, sitting in front of our computers, or we have a computer in our pocket that we call our phone. The next generation of computing is something called spatial computing, where you essentially are going to live inside of a computer. Yes, that is coming. That's basically what ARway is. It's a spatial computing platform where you're essentially walking inside of our computer. It's also called the real world metaverse. And the application that we're bringing forward that we think is the most potent for this spatial computing platform is augmented reality wayfinding. And that is how we're launching our spatial computing platform as an augmented reality wayfinding solution. And it's a massive, massive opportunity. We think that we have breakthrough technology that is going to disrupt the $40 billion indoor wayfinding industry by using augmented reality and by not needing any beacons or ultra wideband technology to localize a person on a map. So it is game-changing technology. We're getting a tremendous amount of interest in the market in these early days. And it's really nothing but blue sky ahead for us, Juan.
Yeah, well, that's good. And can you bring us up to speed on some of the recent news, as you obviously had the spin out, and you know what some of the other activity is there on the market?
Sure. So we see this as a $1 trillion opportunity over the next decade. And we see a convergence of technologies happening right now. Essentially, artificial intelligence is converging with 3D visualizations, which is converging with speech recognition, the blockchain, spatial data, and that's all being backed by really a revolution in technology, which is 5G, more powerful GPUs, LiDAR, which is going to really drive the adoption of electric vehicles and autonomous driving, and of course, the eyeglasses, the computer vision that is starting to be launched, and that's going to be happening in 2023 through the Apple launch of the augmented reality glasses. And ARway essentially was spun out from Nextech, which is the parent company. We acquired ARway in the summer of 2021, and we spent a year and a half essentially incubating, developing, investing millions of dollars into building that technology up to a commercial product. And then on October 26th, we spun out ARway as its own public company, as a standalone company. Nextech still retains 50% of the shares outstanding, which we're holding for long term. Right now, if you look at ARway, we launched at 25 cents a share, Canadian. The stock is trading at around $2 a share, Canadian. So from October 26th to today, we've had quite a significant move up. And it's just the beginning, because again, if you think about the spatial computing platform that I just spoke about, where right now everybody's sitting in front of their computer or on their phone, the next generation of technology is ARway. And so, you know, the fact that our stock had that big run, it's still just the beginning. It's still just starting. It's not over. It's like, you know, the first inning.
Right. Yeah. Well, for some of our listeners that missed that 8x return, you know, as you mentioned, being in $1 trillion, you know, market, there's still plenty of, runway.
Exactly. It's enormous upside. Really, there was just a revaluation. Nextech believed that ARway was undervalued. And by spinning it out, we were attempting to unlock the value trapped inside of Nextech. Nextech is a public company. It trades in the U.S. under the symbol NEXCF. And for full disclosure, I am CEO and founder of Nextech as well. So I'm actually CEO of Nextech, and I'm CEO of the spin-out ARway, which is what we're talking about today. So there's a lot of synergies, you know, between the teams, between the technologies, and you know, it's really, again, just the first inning. We're just starting one.
Yeah, we did an interview with you a couple of years back. I'm not sure if it's still archived there. We usually keep it for about 3 years, so our listeners can go and you know, access that previous interview, more of a overview of Nextech. Staying on you know, on point, can you explain how this is going to fit in into the metaverse? What are some of the main, you know, obviously the applications are pretty endless, but can you just kind of go over what the main applications are that you're looking as far as, you know, revenue?
Yes. So it's a SaaS platform. You essentially pay us a subscription. You load a floor plan into our studio. It's a web-based studio. And our AI is able to read that floor plan and automatically size it to scale. And then you essentially drop pins where you want to have the wayfinding experiences. You create the routes. And then you go on site to where the live venue is. And we're talking, you know, corporate offices, real estate, university campuses, hospitals, museums, sports stadiums, events, malls. Like you said, it's endless. It's blue sky. We're getting hits from travel companies, from airlines, airports, more specifically. Malls are a huge, huge opportunity. And so, you know, the business model is you sign up for the platform, you create your map. It's dynamic, which means you can continuously update the map with content in real time. So you could be in Dubai, the map could be in New York, and you can update the map from Dubai and it'll update live instantly in New York. And so it's a global, you know, platform. And at the end of the day, I actually see this as becoming the standard, just like you use your Google driving maps to get right from point A to point B, right? You get in your car, the first thing you do when you go into a new place is you type in the address and you got your map. Well, that all fails when you go indoors.
Yeah.
Or, right? Right. And so, you know, you go to a museum. And, you know, you're like, you're trying to find, you know, you're trying to have a good experience. But I always walk away from a museum feeling like I missed so much.
Yeah.
And this would basically bridge the gap for people that are going to museums. If you go to a hospital, a doctor's appointment, people get lost all the time. Corporate offices, you're always asking directions. I remember as a freshman at the university, you know, first 6 months, I was just, you know, trying to find the building.
Wait for class. You're always late for class. And yeah.
Always late for class. That's all I remember about the first 6 months. So the demand is significant. The application, there's so many applications. And so, again, I see this as becoming the de facto standard for indoor wayfinding because it's immersive. It's interactive. It's fun. It could be gamified. It's not going to be something that is a chore. It's going to be something that you look forward to. And, you know, we could even integrate. So we could even turn it into like a social type of app where you'll know where other people are that are also using the technology. So, again, it's a SaaS platform. Our business model is we collect monthly recurring revenue and we have augmented reality templates that are already built into the platform. So it's essentially drag and drop. It's a no code. Even you can do it, Juan. You can literally create your map, drop in augmented reality experiences. We already have them loaded. It's templatized, and you're in business within an hour or two.
Yeah, I mean, last time I was at the Louvre, I was, you know, I just wanted to see the Mona Lisa. I didn't want to, like, you know, I wanted to skip to that. And obviously, you know, you mentioned with hospitals, you know, people are like, you know, walking in there, they're stressed out. You know, they probably have a loved one that's sick and, you know, not thinking clearly. So they probably just need like a quick way to find, you know, the room number.
Exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah, what are the goals that you're looking at and, you know, hoping to accomplish here over the first half of, can you believe it's already 2023?
I can, because I think about it every day. You know, so, you know, the key is when it comes to technologies and new technologies is timing, right? You could have the, you know, the latest and greatest best technology, but if the timing isn't right,
yeah,
you could sit there on the runway and never get liftoff, right? We're perfectly fine for the market today. How can I be so sure? How do I know this? Well, we haven't really spent any marketing dollars, and we get inbound leads for our solution from major, major players. I'm talking, you know, on the scale of NASA.
Space agent.
Yeah, like massive, massive government agencies globally. I'm talking about the largest travel agencies globally. I'm talking about the largest mall operators.
Like NFL stadiums. And
absolutely. They're all circling the wagon looking for our solution. And to answer your question, if you think about the next 6 months, the way you should think about ARway is this. We are engaged in pilot programs for the next, let's call it 3 months, Q1 through Q1, right? So pilot programs are essentially paid for tests, right? So these companies are massive. They don't roll out new technologies without testing. So they go through a process with us where we've already started this with a few. So we have essentially the founder of the company go on site. So we send a team on site to hold the customer's hand and set up the pilot program. And then it goes through, you know, a process, let's call it, for the next couple of months. And then they sign up for multi-year contracts. And that's basically the process. And I think we can be in 50 to 100 pilots globally in the next couple of months. And I think the floodgates are going to open in terms of revenue in 2023. It's just, again, the timing is now. And primarily it's because all phones, cell phones now work with augmented reality, right? So the installed user base is about 3 billion devices. That's huge. That gives us an advantage in the marketplace. And that didn't exist, by the way. If you go back 2 years, you could cut that number down by 80%. And so only in the past few years have the phones really stepped up to the point where the augmented reality experience that we offer through this indoor wayfinding is seamless and frictionless and effortless. And if you fast forward to 2023, which you mentioned, which is right around the corner, the next generation of computing is going to also be driven by, as I mentioned, Apple's augmented reality computer glasses. When those come out, Juan, ARway goes into turbo gear. Everything is going to be about visualizing. Right now, it works with your phone. It's great, but it works significantly better.
Like right now, it's like, you know, Pokemon Go, like, you know, trying to catch Pokemon versus, you know, being in that world or.
Exactly. Being in the computer. Yeah. When the glasses come out, that's essentially when you are inside you know, this computer, and you're just walking around and everything 360 degrees is kind of animated and activated. And so that's AR way. That's why the stock went from 25 cents to $2, because the market has already detected that this is going to be big. Yeah. They just don't know how big. You know, my belief is that it's just going to be massive.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what you're pitching to, you know, clients such as, like, you know, commercial real estate or real estate, you know, and that people could now picture themselves and move furniture around and where this is where this is going to go, where my office is going to go. And
yeah. So the thing is I'm not pitching them. They're basically coming
to you, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, gotta drop some calls. Hope, you know, it's like gotta turn some people away, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, for the pilot programs, it's really more about finding the right product market fit, the right customers. We're getting a lot of agencies. Creative agencies contacting us, you know, that want to kind of resell it. So it's going to be a game on in 2023.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to spread yourself too thin if, you know, you have some of your, as you mentioned, you have the people going there and helping set up. You want to go after the most, you know, profitable, obviously, sector.
Yeah. I mean, we're only doing that for, you know, the pilot programs in the early days. Again, we just launched this. This is brand new, so we'll do whatever it takes. But once we get going and you know, we have dozens of projects that are already live, all we have to do is send somebody to a site and say, try it for yourself. You know, go to the JFK Airport, go to the LaGuardia Airport. Go to, you know,
Ohio. You probably need it more in like Newark or something.
Newark, yes.
So, yeah, can you talk to me about what the, you know, the new management structure is there?
Sure. So, I mean, I'm CEO. We have a CTO from Apple Computer. He's a computer vision wizard. And then I have, you know, lots of developers. We have a big team actually out of India. One of the founders, there were two co-founders, is out of India. I call him the boy wonder. He's, you know, kind of one of these kind of co-crackers. Anything you throw at him, he can, you know, he can kind of develop. And so, you know, then we have our sales and marketing team. So, yeah, it's a great team, and I couldn't feel more confident.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, there's plenty of skin in the game with, you know, with other spin out opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, Nextech probably has three additional spin outs, locked inside of it. When you look at the share structure of ARway, I basically designed it in a way that creates value for the Nextech shareholders, right? Because Nextech did own 100% of it. Now Nextech owns 50%. We distributed 4 million shares in a stock dividend to Nextech shareholders that they received for free. And we raised $1.65 million. So we're cashed up right now. And we're really in a good place to be able to take advantage, full advantage of this $1 trillion opportunity in front of us.
Yeah, certainly. So once again, we're speaking with Evan Gappelberg, CEO at ARway Corporation, currently trading at about $1.53 US and market cap about 40 million US. So before we conclude here, Evan, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity there today?
Well, you know, being an investor myself, you know, being the largest shareholder, it's very, very rare that you get a small cap, $40 million market cap is micro cap.
Yeah.
Stock with this kind of upside with seasoned managers, with a seasoned team, where the timing is right, where there's not going to be any dilution to the shareholders. Again, we don't need to raise any capital. The company is well financed, where the demand is coming in the door, where we don't have to spend a lot of dollars generating demand, at least so far. And so my thinking is that, you know, the timing is right, the team is right, the cap structure is right. Again, it's a blue sky type of opportunity, and it's very, very rare that investors get a chance to invest in a pure play technology company like ARway. Usually, this kind of technology is rolled out by a Google or an Apple or a Microsoft, which means you're not getting the pure play. You know, you're buying a trillion-dollar technology company that's got a diversified portfolio. This is pure play, spatial computing, augmented reality, indoor wayfinding. We have a first mover advantage, and it's going to be epic in 2023.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on the upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Evan, and introduce our investor audience to ARway. It's good having you on.
Thanks for having me, Juan.